13. Don't do this. I am determined. Well, at least let me get my avatar off. Take it. Thank you. Beginning displace sequence. The fate amenable to change scent to the appeal to reason. And then continued, please, don't risk this. I'm risking only the drone. In cognizance of your concerns, I shall not remain in contact with it in flight. And if it returns, apparently unharmed, what'll you do then? Take every reasonable precaution, including a stepped intellect level throttle data stream squirt approach. Hey, sorry to interrupt, but don't tell me any more, in case our friend is listening in. I appreciate the lengths you're prepared to go, to try and ensure you remain free from contamination. But surely the point is, that at any stage, what you'll find, or start to find, will look like the most valuable and interesting data available. And any intellectual restructuring suggested will look unambiguously like the most brilliant upgrade. You'll be taken before you know it. Indeed, you will cease to be in a sense, unless your own automatic systems attempt to prevent the takeover, and that will surely lead to conflict. I shall resist ingesting any data requiring or suggesting either intellect restructuring or mimetic redrafting. That may not be enough. Nothing may be enough. You are overly cautious, cousin, sent the sober council. We are the Zetetic Elench. We have ways of dealing with such matters. Our experience is not without benefit. Especially once we are forewarned. And I am of the culture, and I hate to see such risks being taken. Are you sure you have the full agreement of your human crews concerning such a foolhardy attempt at contact? You know we have. Your avatar sat in on the discussions, sent the appeal to reason. That was 2 days ago. The fate amenable to change pointed out. You've just given a 2-second launch notice. At least hold off long enough to carry out a poll of your humans and sentient drones, and so ensure that they still agree with your proposed course of action, now that the business is coming to a head. After all, another few minutes or so is not going to make much difference, is it? Think, I beg you. You know humans as well as I do. Things can take a while to sink in with them. Perhaps some have only now finished thinking about the matter and have altered their position on it. Please, as a favor, hold back a few minutes. Very well. Reluctantly, but very well. The appeal to reason stopped the drone's launch countdown before 1/100th of a second had elapsed. The fate amenable to change stood down its displacer and left its avatar aboard. It all made little difference. The fate amenable to change had secretly been upgrading its effectors over the past couple of days, and had intended attempting to carry out its own subtle jeopardizing of any drones dispatched towards the accession. But it was not to have the chance. Even while the hurriedly called vote was taking place on board the appeal to reason, the fate received a message from another craft.
Explorer ship break even, Zetetic Elench Stargazer 5th. Oh, GCU, fate amenable to change, culture. Greetings. Please be advised. I and my sister craft, the Within Reason and the Long View, are also in attendance, just out of your primary scanner range. We have reconfigured to an extreme offense backup form, and shall soon be joined by the 2 remaining ships of our fleet, similarly recast. we would hope that you do not intend any interference with a plan our sistercraft Appeal to Reason intends to effect. Two other confirmatory signals came in from divergent angles compared to that first message, purporting to be from the Within Reason and the Long View. Shit, thought the GCU. It had been reasonably confident it could either fool the two nearby Elenchcraft or just plain overpower their efforts to contact the Accession. But faced with five ships, three of them on a war footing, it knew it would never be able to prevail. It replied, saying that of course it intended no mischief, and glumly watched events unfold. The vote aboard the Appeal to Reason went the same way as before, though a few more humans did vote against the idea of sending the drone in than had the last time. Two requested an immediate transfer to the Sober Council, then changed their minds, they'd stay aboard. The Fate took its avatars off both the Elentia ships. It had used its heavy-duty displacer for the task, attenuating it to make it look as though it had utilized one of the lesser systems. It left the unit running at full readiness. The Appeal to Reason's drone was duly launched, a small, fragile-looking, gaily adorned thing, its extremities sporting ribbons, flowers, and little ornaments, and its casing covered with drawings, cartoons, and well-wishing messages scrawled by the crew. It puttered hesitantly towards the Accession, chirpily beaming signals of innocent goodwill. If the Fate amenable to change had been a human, at this point it would have looked down, put one hand over its eyes, and shaken its head. The small machine took minutes to creep up to the seemingly unnoticing Accession's dull skein surface, an insect crawling up to a beer moth. It activated a short-range, one-time hyperspace unit, and disappeared from the skein as though passing through a mirror of dark fluid. In infraspace, it disappeared, too, for an instant. The Fate amenable to change was watching the drone from 100 different angles via its remotes. They all saw it just disappear. An instant later, it reappeared. It looked back through its little quantum burrow, returning to the skein of real space to start back no less hesitantly towards the Appeal to Reason. The Fate amenable to change crash-ramped its plasma chambers, then isolated and readied a clutch of fusion warheads. At the same moment, it signaled urgently, "Was the drone meant to disappear that way?" Sent the Appeal to Reason. "Well, destroy it," the Fate urged. "Destroy it now." "It has communicated slim text only, as per instructions," the Appeal to Reason replied, sounding thoughtful if wary. "It has gathered vast quantities of data on the entity." There was a pause. Then, excitedly, "It has located the mind state of the Peace Makes Plenty." "Destroy it! Destroy it!" "No," sent the Sober Council. "How can I?" the Appeal to Reason protested. "I'm sorry," the Fate amenable to change signal to both the nearby craft, an instant after initiating a display sequence which flicked compressed spheres of plasma and a spray of fusion bombs down their own instantaneous wormholes towards the returning drone.